Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News this morning. We'll kick things off with the Super Bowl. The Patriots, if you didn't know, beat the Rams in a snooze fest. 13-3, they won Super Bowl 53. Here's the end of that game.
There it is. The dynasty continues.
Yay! Yay! 16 combined points set a record for the lowest scoring game in Super Bowl history.
I said last night to everyone at the Super Bowl party I was at, I was like, is it just me not knowing anything about football, or is this game really boring? They were like, no, it is really boring.
It sucked.
Also, I feel like they literally did not call a lot of flags at all. I feel like they were like kind of just letting them play, not calling any flags. And I wonder if that's because of the whole passing interference that they didn't call in the Saints game.
Yeah, I was actually wondering if like something would happen that like there'd be another bad call and be like, the
right.
Super Bowl was rigged.
Exactly. That's why I feel like they weren't calling a lot of flags.
Tom Brady, man, he paid the refs. Let's go to some other stuff with that, though. Julian Edelman was the game MVP with 10 receptions for 141 yards. Members of the Super Bowl winning team, the Patriots, they're going to get a $118,000 bonus. Good, they need that money. Players on the Rams, who are obviously sad they lost, still are going to make some cash. About $60,000 is what they'll get paid for that game, so not too bad. I'd rather win the Super Bowl than get money, but that's just me. Okay, is spring finally going to come? Are we going to be stuck in winter forever? Well, Punxsutawney Phil, he made a little early prediction. He wrote it down with his little, you know, groundhog pen and stuff and gave it to his official representative. So let's see what they have to say.
Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
Yeah! Phil! All right, well, spring's supposed to come.
Dang,
I don't know how accurate it
goodness.
Is. But
that never happens, by the way. That's extremely rare.
No, I don't believe in cruelty to animals, but something was going to happen to Phil if he gave us the wrong answer.
In the last 10 years, that might be, I don't know if I read that was the first time that that's happened. I mean, it's like it never happens. He always sees his shadow.
This is sad news. You guys hear this? There was kind of a mix-up. Like, well, did they fall or did they jump? But a TSA worker jumped to their death on Saturday at Orlando International Airport in Florida. A friend of a friend, like, was there. They didn't see him do it, but they saw the aftermath. Like, they were trying to get on their flight to fly out. But this agent finished his shift, this 40-year-old man, and then he jumped from a balcony at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, which is, like, right there at the airport, and he passed away. So sad news. Who knows why? I mean, there's no reason to take your life. But
terrible.
That was right after there. So that messed up all kinds of travel, too. And I'll wrap up Joe's Need to Know News today with some delicious, delicious chocolate. How about that? Two stories here. A chocolate company announced a full-time salaried position. Responsibilities include traveling across the U.S. in a truck filled with all you can eat free chocolate. How awesome is that? Tony's Choco Looney, an Amsterdam-based chocolate company, announced it's looking to hire a Choco truck captain and two Choco co-pilots to set off on a road trip across America. That would be so cool. I mean, I don't love chocolate that much, but to get to see all of America and you get paid for it.
One of my friends is a delivery driver for a company, and they do weird deliveries like that. And
really?
So she'll have like $1 million paintings in the truck and all
Whoa.
Kinds of stuff. It's like real.
See, that would
real
scare
crazy.
Me because I feel like somebody would shoot me.
Yeah.
That'd be scary.
She has to drive all over the country like that. Her and her husband do it.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
And our final chocolate story here really doesn't affect us, but I was crazy to see when this actually came out. You know Hershey's Kisses, little candies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, they got rid of the tip. I don't know why, but like all these bakers and people that make stuff, they're like, oh, my designs look like crap, or customers are complaining. This is a big story a few months ago. Well, they're saying we're bringing back just the tip. Well, the whole thing, they're putting the tip on there. They're going to say that they're going to help out with preparations for cookies and sweet treats. The Hershey company said the company's operations team has made adjustments to the process. So, Alex,
that's a perfect V-Day promotion.
You can be happy about this.
Chocolate! Chocolate! Chocolate!
Yeah. That'll be in stores later this year. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.